How's it going? I'm Josh.
And I'm Carl.
And today we're just going to be talking about our paranormal experiences.
Yes, we are. That's right.
And Carl over here is going to start us off with his first experience.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to tell a story that took place June 2016 in Bend, Oregon with my cousin Finnegan. And what had happened on this day was we were walking around in his backyard and with some sandy yet rocky terrain out in Bend, if you're familiar. If you're familiar. And what had happened on this day was we were walking around, and what do we find but a chipmunk that seemingly is dead, but yet it's breathing, okay? So what do? We put it in a box, and we take it into his house, right?
Okay.
And we take it into his house, and we put it in a warm space, a warm area, and we leave it. And now, I'm not saying that's the right decision, but I'm saying that's what we did, and that's what happened. And it was in a tightly enclosed box, and we left it in his garage. And we go in, we're eating dinner, a lovely dinner made by my aunt, and we continue on, and what we go back to check on the box. The box isn't there. The box isn't. The box isn't there. That's right. And what do we do about it? What do we do? That's right. We go searching for this box with the chipmunk. And we wonder, did the chipmunk survive? Did it die? But we're going all around. We're going all around searching for it. What could have taken this chipmunk? His cat took the chipmunk. And it ate it.
No.
It ate the chipmunk. It was a big mess. And we thought it was a ghost, but it was his cat.
Dang, that was a good story.
Thanks, man. And I know what the people at home are thinking. It's not so much of a paranormal experience as it is a messy cat murder experience. But nevertheless, I was scared. I thought a ghost may have taken it. And that's the reasoning for the story today.
All right. Can I ask you a few questions about it?
Go right ahead.
How old were you guys at the time?
I was 11 years old at the time.
And
bloody mess.
Yeah.
Bloody mess.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll bring us into our next story, which took place in Seabrook, Washington.
Man.
In about, I think it was like, must have been 2014.
Man.
And what happened was, I was with all my cousins.
Right.
And, we're just hanging out, having a good time upstairs, and I go down to get some water, right?
As you do.
One of my favorite things to do, get some water. And when I took the trip downstairs, all of the cabinets open.
Oh, no.
All open.
What does it mean?
And I was like, what? This can't be.
Yeah.
And so I went back upstairs, talked to all my cousins, and I was like, you guys got to come check this out. And so we went downstairs. All the cabinets are open. And we're like, what is going on? And so I asked him, I was like, did any of you guys open these cabinets? And it had to be like 1:30 in the morning, 2 in the morning, really late night, you know?
Yeah.
And none of them none of them had gone downstairs to open those cabinets or anything. And I was like, whoa. Yeah. Whoa. It had to be. That was like one of my first paranormal experiences where I was like, what opened these cabinets, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean, brother.
All right, you want us to start us off on our next adventure? Well,
I've got some questions.
Oh, okay.
I've got some some queries about your story.
Okay, let's hear.
Was there anyone else home that could have opened them?
Well, it was. So who was all there? It was my grandparents' house.
Yeah,
I had my my cousins and my aunts and uncles staying there too, but it was every cabinet in the kitchen.
Every single
in
one.
The kitchen, yeah. Every cabinet.
Now that
was open, and I was like,
"That's some next level stuff."
Yeah, I did not know what was going on.
Man.
Got any more questions?
No, that's about it.
All right, you want to start us off on our next?
Yeah, I'll take us into our third story.
All right.
This one takes place around 2013 back at my old home here in Eugene. I'm not going to say where, but just know it's in Eugene.
Okay.
And I was with my brother, Bradford. And what happened to us on this day was that we were walking to my grandparents' house, similar to the story that had just been told.
Okay.
And we walked to my grandparents' house, and we bust our way in, as we do.
As you do.
My grandparents aren't home. And we get in there and we're playing board games. And we're playing all sorts of board games. And we hear noises coming from the top. We hear noises from the closet up in there, the playroom. So we go in there to investigate. But we run into a problem on our way to investigate.
What was that?
The key to get into the closet, because it's a locked closet. And it's a pretty big closet, but it just had a key. I don't know why necessarily, but the key to the closet wasn't working.
Weird.
It was fitting in the hole, but it wasn't working.
Jeez.
And I don't know how that happens, but we go downstairs, right? And we put away our board games. We put away the board games. And before we can even make our next move, we start hearing noises, start hearing leaves and sticks. Leaves and sticks.
It's a weird one.
I know. And we go out to the backyard and we look around because we hear leaves and sticks. There's only one thing you can think, and it's backyard. So we go to the backyard and we start looking around, but we don't see anything.
What?
Yeah. We don't see nothing.
Just noises?
Just but we can still hear leaves and sticks. So we go back in the house and I text my grandma. I just text her. I give her a text. I give my grandma a text and I say, is anyone else, there's no one home, you know, just confirming that no one's home at their house, right? She says, no, no one's home, but they got a alert on their home security system at 11:38 p.m. the night beforehand. And okay. What do you know? We never found out who it was. But the leaves and the sticks.
Jeez.
They don't lie. I heard them.
Jeez.
So I don't know what happened.
It's a mystery.
Man, that was crazy.
Well, that's a good one.
Thanks, man.
And I think we'll wrap it up. We'll wrap it up on that.
I mean, we may as well. We got some good stories in today. I hope we maybe open some people's minds to what could happen out here in the real world. Grab's crazy, man.
It's crazy.
Crazy, crazy stuff. These are all real stories from yours truly, to Carl Harward.
And Josh Merriman. It was good talking to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.